I literally think this is the best radio show ever. And why? Because I'm playing whatever I want, and it's music and it's music I love. So
and people dig it. You know?
Of course, it's the best show for me. But you know, but not everyone has the same taste.
Of course, you couldn't do a show unless you had an audience that agreed.
Evidently, quite a few people do.
They do.
Have the same type of taste as me. So
yep.
I'm happy for that. I get to do what I like.
Yep.
All right. Well, thank you very, very much, James Discovers, coming in. And once again, you're playing at
Club Bohemia February 11th.
Right on.
Yeah.
So you can either stick around with us or you're free to do what you want, okay? We're here till 4 anyways, okay?
I mean, I like what I hear.
So. We're 91.5 WMFO in Medford, and I like what I've been hearing from you.
Me too.
Thank you very much,
appreciate
James.
It, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Mario.
Whatever you want to call it.
Thank you. We've discovered James.
Let's go inside the mind of a 10-year-old.
I should have worn those earrings today. I like those earrings. Gabby has those awesome earrings. I need to ask her where she got those, but that's just what she would want me to do. I'll have Michaela ask her for me.
Buckle up, Sarah.
Yeah, but then Michaela will be like, why don't you just ask her yourself? That's just like Michaela.
Sarah, buckle up.
Michaela's such a great name. I wish I was called Michaela. There's like a dozen Sarahs in my class.
Hey, we're not hitting the road until you buckle up, honey.
Oh yeah, seatbelt. I forget sometimes because my brain is like busy, you know? I wonder if there's pizza at school today.
Sometimes it can be tough to get through to your kids, but it's not impossible. Always make sure they're wearing their seatbelts, even on short drives. Remember, you have the keys, you have the power. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
The storm is raging, I can't you help? It's out to let you cry it on your face. shyness that is criminally vulgar. I am a summoner of nothing in particular. Bishop Jamal,
the pennies you missed. Just try hard to see why they're not worrying me. They're last on my list. Nothing's easy.
WMFO
in and Medford.
Al, you brought in something today.
Yes.
Modern Farmer.
That's right.
Tell us a little bit about it.
Well,
What song are we going to play anyways? I'll put it in now.
No More.
No More?
I think. I've been kind of unpacking. I moved and I got boxes and boxes and boxes and boxes and boxes of CDs and I started to go through them and put them on a shelf, and I'm going, oh, wow, I haven't heard this in forever. And
6 hours later.
And seeing as how David Bowie just passed, his band Tin Machine, he had a guitarist from the Boston area. His name was Reeves Gabrell.
Okay.
And Reeves played in the Tin Machine. And
Bowie
then
had so many great guitarists with him, yeah.
Yep. And after that, he started a band here in Austin called Modern Farmer.
Okay, so these guys are local. I don't know much of them. I don't know much at all, yeah. But we'll make sure we get it in the system.
Sure.
I'm curious.
Sure. That was from 94.
Okay. We might even have them in the system, but right now we'll play it just to keep it safe, and it doesn't sound like I'm stumbling. We'll play it off the CD right now.
Yeah, okay.
What are we? CD 1. Okay, we're going to do track 7. I guess it's 7. It's weird the way they have it. They have 1, 2, like it's an album. Like it's a vinyl album. No More. Modern Farmer. Mm-hmm. And then we'll play a little Tin Machine afterwards.
Yeah, cool.
Huh?
All right.
bats with a baseball bat, cause racism back and forth. White trash picking up Nazi flags while we just gone to this war. That is the West, used to win. They put a swastika over the door. They don't see supremacist hate. Those right-wing dicks in their boiler suits, picking out who to annihilate. This toxic jungle of oozy trails, tribes who just wouldn't live here. Fascist flair is fashion cool. They're dead, they just ain't buried yet. Under the gun, under the gun, kneeling down. We'll be right back.
Al Jolson.
Mammy, oh, Mammy, I love you, Mammy.
That was the Bentman.
Yeah, they were actually saying like Swanee.
Yeah, the song is called Swanee. Reeves Cabrel was also in the Bentman for a while. And so was Adrian Belew, actually. They were a crazy...
Now, you said they were local. Adrian's not local.
No, but the Bentmen were local.
Okay.
And way ahead of their time.
I like it. Yeah. I like it. I think we have to say bye to our guest here.
Yep. Got to get ready for work.
Thank you very, very much. James Thank discovers you. Everyone.
This is so fun.
I hope you have discovered him here. If not, if you missed it, listen to the archives. It's great stuff. And be looking out for him. I'm sure you'll have some album, CD album release.
EP coming out. EP. I start recording in April, late April.
Cool, right. So. Cool. And you can see him at Club Bohemia.
February 11th. Check me out, jamesdiscoversmusic.com. Ow!
Right on.
All
see
right.
you, man.
Take
Thank
care.
You.
Guys.
We're 91.5 WMFO in Medford. And I found that album that our friend Nancy wanted to hear.
Yeah.
This goes out to Nancy Neon, and she wanted to hear Kevin Jr. Just passed away recently. Great Chicago act. His band, The Chamber Strings. This one is called Telegram.
The bed.
Breeders, Saints. Chamber Strings before that with Telegram. We heard Bent Men, Swanee. Tin Machine with Under the God, Modern Farmer, No More. Jethro Tull from their first album, Stand Up, with Nothing Is Easy. Steely Dan from Alive in America, Reeling in the Years. Mike Viola doing the Smiths. How soon is now? I got to fix that. It just says various artists, but I've been told that's actually Mike Viola.
Yes, it is.
Who we mentioned earlier. I was playing it before I knew that. I just liked it.
I know. First time I heard it.
It's weird. Like people, hey, that's Mike Viola. People like Al are like friends with the guy, and I just something I just found. Well, I love the Smiths. How soon is now? But you know, it's kind of one of those songs that you heard a million times on the radio. So
yeah,
I like to change it up a little bit.
Yeah, it's great though.
I still play the original sometimes. Sometimes.
Very cool tune.
Yes, it is. Last week I saw Liars, and they were playing with Paul Collins.
Mm-hmm.
Paul Collins is from The Nerves, Hanging on the Telephone. What's the big one? Well, it was made big by Blondie, but he wrote it, Paul Collins. And he was also in a band called The Beat.
Yeah.
Back like late 70s, early 80s. And I'd say they were kind of like The Knack.
Yeah.
You know, like kind of punk new wave. And yeah, Hanging on the Telephone. You might have thought it was Blondie.
Speaking of The Knack, I was going through my vinyl, and I have a 12-inch extended version of My Sharona.
Oh, bring it on in. I love that. I love My Sharona. We might even have that version in here.
But it's not. Nah, but the vinyl, I mean, the special 12-inch is so that it sounds unbelievable.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll play some Knack. Maybe a different Knack song. We'll see. We still have 15 minutes. You never know what will happen. And maybe you might even have a better idea. 617-627-3800. Come on and learn me. Learn the teacher of the crash course.
Right.
Hanging on the Telephone. Yes. The Nerves with Paul Collins. It sounded like this.
I'm in the phone booth. There's the one across the hall. If you don't answer, I'll just ring it up the wall. I know she's there, but I just had a call. Don't leave me hanging on the telephone. Don't leave me hanging on the telephone. I heard your mother, now she's going out the door.
federal government alone spends $4.5 billion a year locking up people for drug offenses. It costs almost $28,000 a year just to incarcerate one prisoner. Compare that to the average annual tuition at a four-year public college, which is $5,491, and you realize that the drug war is blurring our nation's priorities. Taxpayers' money would be much better spent educating people instead of punishing them. But thanks to ever-increasing mandatory minimum drug sentences, an entire class of young people are being filtered into new supermax prisons while the resulting budget crunch forces the rest of us to go to old, dilapidated schools. The more money we dump into prisons, the less we have to invest in college campuses. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out how you can get involved in the war against the war on drugs.
I gotta count it, Bruce.
One, two, one, two, three. Well, if I had to put you in the carpet alone, when she was married to Sam for nearly 27 years before, they had to change the style a little bit, but it looked just fine. They stayed up all night, but they got it finished just in time.
Gonna be in my dreams, baby. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. And yes, that brings us to the end of another show. Who do we have next week, Al?
I have no idea.